It was a 4-1 win for Brayhead Clan on the road tonight at the Edinburgh Capitals. With me to discuss his post-match reflections on the game is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, firstly, thanks for joining us. A 4-1 win tonight, a four-point weekend, all round a good weekend's work.
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, this time of the year, it's all about getting points and moving on, and that's what we did over the stretch of the weekend.
Now, of course, another two power play goals. We spoke about this after the game last night. Four of your eight goals this weekend have all been power play goals. That must be the most pleasing thing about the weekend.
Yeah, it's good to, it's three games in a row. Our power play has clicked. Both units are getting in on the scoring, so it's obviously a positive. It's been a bit of a poor area here for a number of weeks now, and it's shown some signs of life here, so hopefully that continues into Wednesday.
It certainly does. We'll talk about that game on Wednesday just shortly, though. But, I mean, Edinburgh haven't been doing so well of late recently. Were you wary of any threat they might have had tonight?
Yeah, I think they still got some talent over there. Chubak made some big saves and kept them in the first, I thought. But they got some talent, they got some speed, and it's great. And I think once they get going here and maybe just get a win to get off that slide, they'll turn some teams over here, but got to give them some credit. We didn't play to our standard for 60 minutes, but we put some good stretches together against them, and we were fortunate enough to come out with a 4-1 lead and our 4-1 win. And I think Matt Keith, 10 seconds into the third, kind of unsettled them a bit and settled us and allowed us maybe to that cushion of a 2-goal lead to play our game. And I think that got us going in the right way. Otherwise, we're in a one-shot hockey.
Of course, you're in a great position in both the league and the Gardner Conference. I take it you're still not willing to get drawn into a talk about the title race.
No, that's, like you said, it's pointless to talk about something that's 3 months in advance, so or 2.5, wherever we are. It's completely pointless to talk about it. There's still a lot of hockey left here.
Now, of course, you mentioned Wednesday, that game against Nottingham Panthers coming up on Wednesday night. It's 5-4 down on aggregate. How's the confidence now going into this game? It must be really quite high at the moment.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. Obviously, we're still down by a goal, so we're the underdogs going in, and the advantage is to Nottingham. Out in front of our home crowd, and hopefully we get a good turnout there and can support us here. It's a cup we want to advance in. It's a target we want to win, obviously, just like everyone else. And it's going to be a big game on Wednesday, and I think we're looking forward to it here. Looking forward to being back in Brayhead. And we fought back to get ourselves some life in that series now, and we got to come out just the way we ended in Nottingham.
Now, is it important you go for the goal early and level things off as early as you can, or do you take a more patient approach and see how that works out for you? Have you any thoughts on that?
Nothing changes. You go in a hockey game. That's what you do. You don't change anything you do. It's one nothing with 60 minutes left. So it's nothing would change as far as us. I think towards the end of the game, your tactics change in those Challenge Cup do or die games where either you're up or down, but at the start of the game, we still got a lot of hockey left, and it's a one-shot hockey game here. We're at home where we've been pretty solid all year, and we know if we get a good crowd behind us here, hopefully we can feed off them and put Nottingham under pressure early.